The Donald Trump campaign is denying allegations made by two women reported by the New York Times today that Trump groped them in separate incidents years ago. The campaign is also demanding a retraction. These allegations are the latest strain for some Republicans running in statewide races around the country, including New Hampshire U.S. Senator Kelly Ayotte, who's running for re-election. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks has this update on the race.
Yesterday afternoon, Maggie Hassan brought her campaign for the U.S. Senate to the W.H. Bagshaw factory in Nashua, the oldest pin manufacturer in the country.
Now, as you've heard and know, I'm running for the United States Senate for a couple of reasons.
It looked and sounded like a typical political campaign as Hassan toured the factory, shook hands, and spoke to workers. But like many political contests this fall, this hasn't been a typical campaign, because of the long shadow cast by Donald Trump.
I'd look her right in that fat, ugly face.
I moved on her like a bitch. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. You just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it.
This is part of a new online ad from the Hassan campaign going after Republican Kelly Ayotte. Trump poses a challenge for many Republicans across the country, including Ayotte. For most of her campaign, she has said, somewhat awkwardly, that she'd vote for Trump but not endorse him. Then, at a debate last week, she was asked if she'd tell a child that Trump is a role model.
Well, I think that there are many role models that we have, and I believe he's can serve as president, and so absolutely, I would do that.
After that debate, Ayotte said she misspoke and that neither Donald Trump nor Hillary Clinton are role models. But when the 11-year-old recording of Trump bragging about kissing, groping, and assaulting women surfaced, Ayotte finally dumped Trump.
I cannot vote for Donald Trump based on what he has said and done and the actions he talked about in those tapes. And I want my daughter to know that. That is more important to me than winning any election.
Ayotte says she will write in Mike Pence as a candidate for president and suggested that her decision not to vote for Trump is based on principle. But yesterday in Nashua, her opponent, Maggie Hassan, disagreed.
What I would ask her is, why now? And I think the answer is very clear, that this is a political calculation on her part. She's trying to walk back her support because she understands it could cost her politically.
It might well have cost Ayotte politically to support Trump, but it could also cost her to drop him.
Well, I think it was a grave tactical error on Senator Ayotte's part.
This is Lou Gargiulo, a businessman from Exeter and the Rockingham County chairman of the Trump campaign. Gargiulo says he might not vote for Ayotte, and she risks losing lots of Trump supporters like him.
One only has to look at social media to see that she's taken a lot of negative incoming from Trump supporters and others who think at this late date to come out with such a statement was not in her best interest or the best interest of the Republican Party.
And here's why Gargiulo says what Trump said on those tapes should not disqualify him.
Plenty of people say things in a crude manner privately, a private conversation. I'm not overly troubled by it. Should it not have been said? Absolutely. But is that the reason to vote or not to vote for him? I don't view it as a litmus test.
But many Republicans disagree with that and are abandoning Trump, from Paul Ryan to Kelly Ayotte to New Hampshire GOP Chairman Jennifer Horn, who's telling party members to vote their conscience, even if it means not supporting Trump. But in a close race in a state where Democrats outnumber Republicans, Ayotte needs all the Trump supporters that she can get. So says Fergus Cullen, the former chairman of the New Hampshire Republican Party.
So the math works out that if she loses 1 out of 10 Trump voters who decline to vote for her, that ends up to be 3 or 4 points of a general election audience, and she clearly doesn't have 3 or 4 points to spare.
Cullen has never supported Trump, but he supports Ayotte and says she was caught in a difficult political position between Trump's supporters and moderate independents.
Kelly Ayotte was never supporting Trump. She never appeared with him at any events. Many times she has spoken out against him. And I think her position was actually politically courageous.
But now, Cullen says Ayotte is at risk of being dragged down with the wreckage of the Trump campaign, along with lots of other Republicans across the country. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.